KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for tuning in. A reminder, I mentioned it yesterday, and through January 26th, BOGO with the Family Life Weekend to Remember at Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa with Family Life. That's going to be Friday, February 6th through the 8th. That starts on a Friday evening and ends, I think, at noon on Sunday, February 8th. You know, whether you're long time married, getting ready to get married, maybe you're in the process of a restoration of marriage, which would be fantastic. All of them would be a reason for you to be a part of the Weekend to Remember with Family Life. And you can find the details about registration. And again, through January 26th, that's 4 days away, you save 50%. FamilyLife.com/Weekend to Remember. That's always been a very popular event. Actually, it usually sells out. So if you haven't registered yet, you may want to make sure you get that done. Hey, if you haven't heard, according to nationaltoday.com, today is National Blonde Brownie Day. Did you know that? It's also National Hot Sauce Day, National Polka Dot Day, and most important, actually, it's National Grandpa Day. Now, my grandchildren call me Daddy Paw, so I don't know if that applies. I'm not Grandpa. I am a Grandpa. But most importantly, though, National Sanctity of Human Life Day, and that's why we invite the ladies from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque into studio, as we try to do once a month. And so much appreciate you both. Jennifer, Paula, thanks for taking the time to join us really on this special and important day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
A little busy?
Just a tad.
Yeah. Well, and actually, to hear that the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque are busy is, I love to hear.
Absolutely.
That means people are coming to get information, find the love of Christ, and God willing, lives are being saved on a regular basis. But,
and they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And we were talking before we came on the air, we can maybe go into more detail, but throughout the month, you've been visiting with various churches on Sundays, maybe Wednesdays, Saturdays, other days?
Typically, it's on a Sunday where we are invited to churches to either have a table or to speak on the sanctity of human life or what CareNet is, what do we do? Why CareNet?
And really, the whole month was Sanctity of Human Life Month.
Yes.
This coming Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday.
Correct.
And today is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And actually, the information I got when we were talking here about it is from it's not a Christian website. It's just a website, and some of the information's kind of interesting, but it says here, National Sanctity of Human Life Day is an annual observance on January 22nd. On this day, we raise our voices against abortion. The presidents of the United States have been celebrating this day regularly since 1973. I want to say presidents, multiple presidents have, not necessarily the presidents.
Right.
have. But this day regularly since the 1973 against the ruling of the case Roe versus Wade, which legalized the right of abortion for a woman. And Republican leaders since President Reagan have strongly opposed the law and have stressed the need to give the right of life to every born and unborn individual. And because of this, January 22nd has been dedicated to celebrating the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And interestingly enough, I was looking at the timeline. Of course, we mentioned 1973, the Roe versus Wade, and President Reagan made the proclamation in 1984. In 2001, George W. Bush had to reinstate the day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it says that after 8 years of Clinton's tenure, during which the Human Life Sanctity Day was not observed. President Bush reinstated the day of observance. So thank you. I'm thinking that's W. Yeah, it's W. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Yay.
2025, and we are celebrating Sanctity of Human Life Day. How is CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, besides, you know, the time in the church, and I want to talk more about that, but how else is it being celebrated?
Yeah, so we are going to the Capitol. There's an event on the 28th that different pro-life leaders are gathering and also doing a prayer walk around the Capitol. That will start at 1 o'clock at the Santa Fe Capitol. And
you
the
said,
roundhouse.
You said pro-life leaders are doing it.
Pro-life and legislators as well.
Okay.
We'll be there.
What about, you know, Joe Smith, that's like, I agree with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
And anyone that stands for life will join.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
So if you stand for life and you want to come alongside and pray and meet your legislators and meet pro-life leaders and just be that voice for those that don't have a voice, this is the time.
And here's some good news. There are pro-life leaders in our legislation in the roundhouse. And it's important, I think, to support that work and to support the work of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and the other leaders you're going to be meeting with to demonstrate the love of Christ, walking around the roundhouse and calling attention to the plight of the unborn that are in danger.
Absolutely. So come, join us. The more the merrier, the louder the voice, the better. So come and join us on that day. You can go to our social media and check out the schedule. And or if you're part of our email, check your email. And we're going to work on to see if we could put it on our website so people can check it out.
Okay. So on social media, just do a search for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and you will find that. And on the website, actually, I did find you handed me a flyer that you guys have been using two-sided, and both sides are displayed on the website at carenetabq.org/events, or just click on the events tab on that website, scroll down, and you see the little baby feet. Love the baby feet. Jennifer, you want to share that scripture that's on the flyer? I love this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our scripture for the year. It is Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the Lord, of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations.
Psalm 89:1, love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's really some encouragement found on this as well. As we focus on the month of Sanctity of Human Life, the heading on this, together we can bring hope, light, and freedom. Do either of you want to expand on that a little bit? I'm sure the flyer does, but you want to expand on it?
Yeah, absolutely. So our focus for this year is to really raise awareness to the atrocity of abortion in our city and in our state. If you visit the website and you see this flyer, it provides some information that is pretty outstanding. There's some statistics on there. But there's also just an awareness of how many abortion clinics are in Albuquerque alone. And there are 6 abortion clinics, and they are just so tightly nestled into your neighborhoods, sharing parking lots with other businesses and churches. There's even a church. And so we just really want not only for folks to be pro-life, because it's one thing to just be pro-life, right? But it's another to physically do something about your belief. And whether that's volunteering at CareNet or any other pregnancy center in our city or in our state, We have, Paula, how many pregnancy centers in New Mexico?
In Albuquerque, 23
pregnancy centers in New Mexico. And so if the Lord has been tugging on your heart, this is a great opportunity for you to see where He leads you and what opportunities there are, because at a pregnancy center, we could not do it without our volunteers. And so if you are a father and you want to be a mentor to one of these gentlemen that are coming in, and he and his partner chose life, you have the ability to do that through our Dr. Dad program. If you want to come in and sort diapers and wipes and clothing, then there's space.
Many hands make light work.
So many, yes.
And there's work to be done.
There's so much work to be done.
And if you, listen, if you want to be a part of that, go to carenetabq.org. There's a volunteer tab at the top. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about employment and some other things happening with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in our second segment. Ladies, can you stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Continuing our conversation with Jennifer and Paula, both from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Appreciate the update, ladies. And as we mentioned in our first segment, today is Sanctity of Human Life Day. It is Sanctity of Human Life Month. And this Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And you've been plenty busy. Before we get on, we tease that we talk about volunteer and or employment opportunities with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, positions that need to be filled. Before moving on, we talked about this a little bit before we went on the air. In spite of the fact that this month you've been busy at different churches on Sunday, setting up tables or what have you, to just inform the body of Christ about the work done at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Listen, that's not limited to this month or this coming Sunday.
Right.
This is something throughout the year. So if you are a leader in your church that would, be a voice there that would say, hey, we should really have CareNet out on a Sunday. Reach out to the ministry throughout the year, but as early as February. If you're thinking, oh, we missed January, Jennifer, how would you encourage them to do that?
They can just give us a call. They could go onto our website. There's so many different ways to get a hold of us, but 800-8373 is our administration office, and so they can call, ask for me. I'd be happy to coordinate that. If they're having ministry fairs, if they're having men's ministries, women's ministries, there's so many different facets of how CareNet can come alongside.
And I understand you can't speak for CareNet in Las Cruces or other pregnancy centers. For those that are listening, 88.1 FM, chances are that every one of those centers are prepared to go to a church.
Absolutely.
And do that. And if you are in those communities, if you're now listen, we're actually currently down right now at Cannon Air Force Base in Portales, but maybe you're listening via KLYT.FM anywhere. Call your local pregnancy center, talk to them about coming out and bringing that education to the body of Christ in your community, whether it's a group, maybe a parachurch organization or a church.
There is a pregnancy center in Portales.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a couple, and one in Clovis, one in Portales, and then there's multiple pregnancy centers in Las Cruces. So if you're in those areas, even Truth or Consequences, Rio Doso, Roswell, I mean, reach out to your pregnancy centers. They want to come alongside the church and equip the church, and we want to just educate. That's all we want to do as at CareNet. We want to educate those the women and the men that come into the center, but also our churches. We want to empower them.
Another great way to get educated about the work of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is being active in the events that they have. And you mentioned one in the first segment. This coming Wednesday, you'll be up at the Capitol.
Right.
And not only will leaders in the pro-life movement, but, you know, the citizen that is listening and wants to come alongside you in that way, which, by the way, we didn't mention, it will be easy enough to find Trust Me, or is there a place that you would direct people specifically to go to around the roundhouse next?
You will see people there.
Yeah, there are so many people.
You cannot miss pro-life representation there. You will see people with signs.
They'll park the car, walk towards the roundhouse, and they'll go, people!
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
Absolutely.
It's such a fun event. I will say I've been going for the last 4 years, and it's truly a great opportunity to see how many people are of like mind and who are out there and who are fighting. Because sometimes it feels like, am I the only one, right?
Yeah.
In a city or a state like ours. But there's so many people, and it's great to hear from our leaders, and it's good for the community to know who their pro-life
legislators are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and how to communicate with them. Yeah, and it's easier than you think. Hey, I want to move on, and we can come back to some of this, but I want to move on because I know that you have some other things coming up that we want to let people know about. The East Mountain office, the center, is in Edgewood, and it is currently in need of a center director.
Yes. So we have, of course, we have five locations. We have four that are brick and mortar, one medical mobile unit. And I will talk a little bit about the medical mobile unit and what we're up to with that. But we do need a center director to run the center day in and day out needs. And so if you're interested, please visit our website. And
That's actually, I think that's on the .com under... Yeah. Under Partner With Us?
Let me see. You can actually click on the Partner With Us on the .com, and it'll take you to...
Oh, to the .org.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So where on the .org are you? Oh, employment. Okay.
Yes, it says employment up at the top, and it gives you different options. So we're still looking for a sonographer. We're still hoping that God will bring the right person for those positions. Let me talk a little bit about the medical mobile unit. So we are actually going up to Gallup next Tuesday. We're partnering up with another pregnancy center in Gallup, and we're going to offer medical services on our medical mobile unit.
Very good.
So what we've been trying to work on is to kind of go out and capture her before she comes to Albuquerque in hopes that she'll change her mind. So keep that in prayer.
So is there not abortion clinics out there?
No, they have come to Albuquerque.
You're getting, I love that.
Yeah.
That's very strategic.
Yep. So we're trying to be a little bit more, like you said, strategic, exactly, to go out further outside of Albuquerque to partner with organizations and do the medical services.
I don't anticipate we'll get graphic here, but Little Ears parents, I want to actually do a little bit of dark math.
Sure.
We mentioned how many in Albuquerque, how many abortion clinics?
Six.
Okay. And you can't say probably, maybe you can, but, you know, routinely, how many are each of those abortions are they performing each week?
A day? I'm going to say a day.
Yeah.
They're seeing anywhere from 30 to 50 clients a day.
Okay. So at minimum 30, we'll say 30.
Absolutely.
Times six is 180. A day.
I'll give you some statistics that we have on the back. This is as of 2022 because the health organization hasn't updated it since then. Mm-hmm. But it states that abortion in our state is increasing year over year. In 2022, there were 11,735 abortions performed in New Mexico, an increase of about 140% over the previous year.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before on this show, and we only have I don't know, about 3 or 4 minutes. But part of that is because of the abortions that are now happening really via mail.
Right.
Is greatly on the increase.
It is.
And there's, you know, You need to do some research on that. Is there stuff on the website people can go to about that as far as the dangers?
Yeah, so you can actually go on our website, .com, KarenAbq.com, and click on the abortion pill reversal, and because it's going to talk about the abortion pill. And we, CareNet offers the reversal. So if you know of anyone that has taken the abortion pill and regrets it, please give us a call and we would love to help you.
Yeah. And it's a two-step process. So especially if you know someone who's just taken
the first pill.
Right.
Yes. It's within 48 hours of the first pill that we can help her reverse that effect.
Okay, so the website again, for those, if you're in need of assistance for a pregnancy that, you're just not sure what you're going to do here, go to carenetabq.com.
Yes.
And you'll find the assistance Absolutely. That you need. If you are someone who's already decided that you want to support the efforts of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, that would be the .org. We'd encourage you to go spend some time going around that website and finding the information you need. And if you're not finding the information you need, by all means, through the website, whichever one, reach out to CareNet Centers or CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. About a minute left, ladies. I'm going to throw it back to you to make sure that we didn't leave anything unsaid you wanted to cover.
Well, I just want to thank, your listeners for, tuning in first and foremost. We're thankful that we are able to talk about who CareNet is. And if you don't know, we are a place who helps women that have an unplanned pregnancy. We walk through that journey with her and educate her and empower her to make life-affirming choices. And we walk with her up until baby's 3 years of age. So when people say all you care is about the baby, no, we care about her. We want to make sure that she has the resources to be successful. And all our services, like I said, are free and confidential. So visit our website. So if you know of any gal that finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy, please call CareNet. Give us a chance to come alongside her.
All right, Jennifer, anything to add?
No, I would just say, in addition to that, we have so many different different facets. If there is anybody out there who is post-abortive and you haven't gotten the hope and healing that only the Lord can provide, but if you haven't gone anywhere for healing, we also have our Morning to Joy program, and it's our post-abortive ministry, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and let me tell you, when you reach out to that part of the organization, you won't find judgment. You will find absolutely loving not. Hearts that want to see you healed.
And women that have truly walked in your shoes.
Yeah,
so,
amen.
Absolutely.
All right, Jennifer, Paula, once again, we made it through.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's do this
Happy
again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Amen to that. All right. Hey, stick around. I had a chance to catch up with John Reddick recently, recorded the interview. We're going to play that for you. He's coming in concert late February. Hope to see you there. Details on the way next on ABQ Connect.